I'm Andrew James. It is back to school for many school systems this week. Montgomery Public Schools, Autauga County, and Dallas County all head back today. For a full list of school dates, visit our website, alabamanews.net. Ladarius Dees will spend 50 years in prison after pleading guilty to several charges in Dallas County. Dees pled guilty to attempted murder, assault, and shooting into an unoccupied vehicle. Dees is also a co-defendant in another case involving the murder of Jermaine Tarver. And a 17-year-old is being charged with attempted murder as an adult. Prattville police say they were called in reference to a man shot in the stomach Friday on Fisk Street. They believe an argument led to the shooting. The suspect is being held on $80,000 bond. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com.
Marguerites, how do we do it? We make it. We really make it. Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on 5th Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerites now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerites is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will-call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a low store today.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
After 9 o'clock. Your 21-hour hiatus is over. You know, like crack junkies. If they go 21 hours without crack, they're like all shaking around and feeling terrible.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, same thing. The entire river region is shaking around feeling terrible. And then we came back on the air, and now everybody's like, ah. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to talk about that we didn't talk about yesterday because we were talking about El Paso and Dayton and Gilroy, a city I'd never heard of. But a festival I greatly want to attend.
I know, right?
That may be the best advertising ever. I mean, obviously you hate to get people shot up and killed or whatever, but I would have never heard of the Gilroy Garlic Festival, but after seeing some of the munchies those guys were walking around with after the shooting, woo-hoo-hoo. Piles of garlic pasta. I'm in.
Yeah, they have a big sign that says, you know, like Gilroy, like it's like the national garlic,
yeah,
something, or home of garlic, but they have a big thing that says home of the garlic festival. So like if you go there and it's not garlic festival time, you're aware that there is a garlic festival because
at all times.
And Baron, whole place smells like garlic.
It's a great place.
Like you drive into Gilroy, it smells like garlic.
How do you know that?
Because I've been to Gilroy.
Have you really?
I've been everywhere, man.
You have been to Gilroy, California?
Yeah,
where is it?
It's like south of San Francisco. It's not like...
Is it in the valley or is it on the coast?
That's a good question. I feel like it's still on the coast.
No, let me look it up.
Maybe it's between San Jose and wherever else.
Gilroy, California. So it's in the San Francisco area.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not too far.
See?
Kind of on the hill between the valley and the coast.
See, that's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah, Morgan Hill, San Martin, and then Gilroy.
Mm-hmm. Gilroy?
Gilroy, California. Home the Garlic Festival.
I know, right?
Anyway, we talked about that a lot, so we didn't get to some of this other stuff. I have some really, really fantastic news.
You do?
Yeah, actually, let me get my stack out from yesterday.
Hold on while I whip out this stack.
I got a big old stack. I do want to cover that. Oh, yes.
Hey now.
Let me do this. Let me open with this story because I was going to cover it yesterday. It's probably stale by now, but I wanted to mention it. The feds are looking into possible campaign finance misdeeds by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's chief of staff and lead rainmaker, who suddenly resigned Friday, according to the New York Post.
Mm.
Inquiry centers on two political action committees founded by the chief of staff, whose name is Saikat Chakrabarty.
Yeah.
Top aide who quit along with Ocasio-Cortez's spokesman, Corbin Trent, the sources said. Trent left to join the re-election campaign.
I figured Corbin Trent went to do something with the parliament.
Corbin Trent.
Spokesperson.
The brash Chakrabarty, who masterminded Ocasio-Cortez's campaign and steered her proposed Green New Deal, caused an uproar in the halls of Congress with a series of combative tweets that contributed to a rift between his rookie boss and Nancy Pelosi. I mentioned this like 6 months ago, right after she got elected.
Yeah.
Maybe 5 months ago.
Yeah.
It was a couple months after she got elected, or after she got sworn in. I mentioned that there were two PACs, Brand New Congress and Justice Democrats. They were both set up by Chakrabarty, and they were going to support progressive candidates across the country. Unfortunately for Mr. Chakrabarty, they also funneled more than $1 million in political donations into two private companies controlled by Chakrabarty.
Well,
according to the FEC filings and the complaint filed in March. In 2016 and 17, the PACs raised about $3.3 million from small donors. Do you know how hard it is to raise $3.3 million from small donors?
Yes.
It's one thing to go get a couple of licks from a big company.
Yes.
$3.3 million in small dollar donations is big money.
A lot of money.
A lot of cheese. One third of the cash was transferred to two private companies whose names are similar to the PACs, Brand New Congress LLC and Brand New Campaign LLC.
Mm-hmm.
The PACs must follow stringent federal rules on disclosure of spending and fundraising. Private companies not subject to the same transparency. So here's what happens.
Oh, yeah.
You donate $3 million and they take $1 million of it and they take it off the books.
Mm-hmm.
Off the public book. So when you're spending the rest of it, it says, you know, I spent $100 to, you know, this consulting company, and I sent $1,000 to this printing company, and I spent $10,000 to this sign company or T-shirt company or printing company.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put it into a private company, it becomes a de facto. Now, Alabama laws don't prohibit that, by the way.
Right.
Federal laws do. Alabama laws are very weak on this issue. You could raise $1 million, give $1 million to your campaign manager or your consultant, and have him spend $1 million, and no one knows where your money went.
Correct. It's kind of the
Alabama
it's
laws.
Kind of the smart way to do it.
It's the very smart way to do it. Federal law is a little different.
Uh huh.
There is stringent federal disclosure requirements that are not required under Alabama law. Now, if Alabama was a decent state and wanted to prohibit corruption, they would close that loophole. The complaint was filed by the National Legal and Policy Center. It's a watchdog group based in Virginia. The LLCs appear to have been set up to obscure the reporting requirements.
What does it say that they did specifically, or does it?
It doesn't know. Gotcha. It just says you put $1 million into this. Now, one of two things happened to that money. Either it was spent for campaign purposes and not disclosed where the spending went. Again, legal under state law if you were in Alabama, illegal under federal law. Or, worse, it just went to him personally and he just took the money.
Yeah. Was it in one check?
I don't know.
Because that's the thing. I mean, if it's all for advertising or fundraising, then as long as they disclose it, it wouldn't necessarily be what you're talking about. I'm guessing that's what the complaint is that they didn't do that.
Yeah. The PACs and the lawyer for the PACs said they fully complied with the law. There's also an allegation they may have skirted the $5,000 limit for campaign donations.
Shocker.
It's just, you know.
Yeah.
If it was on the up and up, what they would say is, well, here's where the money went.
Right.
And they would just retroactively file something, and they would, you know, probably get a slap on the wrist, maybe a small fine.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not on the up and up, what you do is resign and run for the hills with your $1 million.
You know what I always say, Baron?
What's that?
Rather have $1 million and explain how I got it than not have $1 million.
That's a good point. And Chakra Barney has $1 million. Now he has to explain where he got it.
Yep.
So, it's part of it.
First world problems.
What, having $1 million?
having to explain where you got your $1 million?
Yeah. Well.
Oopsie, I have $1 million.
It's true. It's true. There was a, if I can find it, Fox News is covering it, but they're not covering it correctly, actually, as we speak right now. The New York Times changed their headline last night.
Yeah, I saw that.
New York Times actually changed their headline.
Because people went insane?
Yes.
Because lefties went insane, and like 9 people on Twitter said they were canceling a subscription that they didn't even have?
What happens generally is the night before a paper is printed, they'll put up the front page, and they'll say, here's what we're covering tomorrow. And New York Times did that yesterday. They put up the front page, and the massive headline, the A1 above the fold headline with art, said Trump urges unity versus racism. I mean, that was the text of his speech, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trump urges unity versus racism. You're not allowed to say that in America.
No, you're not. Well, especially not about Trump.
You can't say, well, that's what I mean. You can't say Trump urges unity versus racism.
Well, because he's racist and he's doing racist things.
Well, because the implication is that Trump is against racism. In that headline, Trump versus racism.
Right.
In the law, we say the other side of the V. He's on the other side of the V of racism.
Mm-hmm.
They changed that headline. They changed that headline to the following. Assailing hate, but not guns. You realize the New York Times is going to go bankrupt in 2025.
When Trump's out of office?
Trump's out of office.
Yeah.
All these people are just paying to read Trump bashing every day.
Mm-hmm.
Margaret, have you had a copy of the Times today? Have you seen a copy of the Times, Margaret?
Tut, tut.
Franklin, I have not seen a copy of the Times. What did it say?
Tut, tut.
It says, assailing hate but not guns. There's also a subheading here on another part, on another story. This says China deploys currency as lever in trade feud, jolting global markets. Margaret, have you seen that that's Trump's fault, right? And that's why we buy the Times anyway.
Tut, tut.
It's a weird world we live in, Dave. A weird, weird, weird world.
Seriously.
16 minutes after 9 o'clock, I will not do my Yankee accent anymore, or my mid-Atlantic hoity-toity accent.
Why not?
Margaret, have you seen the Times headline?
Tut-tut, old boy.
We'll be back.
Sun.
won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Pig Enterprises ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Pig Enterprises. Pig Enterprises, get a squeal of a deal. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. From Pig Enterprises and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a low store today.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas. Minutes after 9 o'clock. I got Dave Mowry in the studio, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis. We'll be here for almost the next 3 hours, next 2 hours, 40 minutes. We'll be playing the greatest bumper music of all time.
Of all time.
We go from soul, from 50s and 60s rock music and 70s pop and classic rock. We go through the 80s. We do the 80s rock. We do the 80s pop. We do some 80s hip-hop sometimes, every now and then. We span the 90s. I mean, we just slay the 90s. And we even play some of your more recent favorites. It's, you know, and in between bumper cuts, we talk. So you get 30, 40, 5 seconds of music, and then we talk. Keep you informed and entertained. I will say this. I'm probably not supposed to say this. New ratings came out yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
People love this radio show.
Well,
I mean, really
off the charts.
This radio show. I don't know. I need to ask. I don't know what I'm at liberty to say about that. I know there's some confidentiality we're supposed to have and all that. I don't know what I'm supposed to say about that. You talk about a very highly rated program and a highly rated station across the board and the entire Blue Water family. I don't know. I probably already said too much. I'm going to get in trouble. Go downstairs and get fired or something. But I just want everybody to know that we know you're listening. We appreciate it. TheBathInnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. You want an endless hot water heater? You know what happened to me today? Weird. I'm out in Pike Road showering.
Oh, yeah?
Water pressure went down. You know what I think happened? We've had so many new houses built out there and so many people. First day of school.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of. But the water pressure was way down today in Pike Road while I was showering. Hard to get the old body clean. Can't get the soap.
Yeah, I hate that low pressure. It's a whole Seinfeld episode about that.
Oh yeah, the low flow.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I have a high flow shower head.
Yeah.
It'll take the paint off the wall if you shoot it at the wall. It is like a pressure washer. It'll cut you if you get too close. And But a lot of people have trouble with hot water. They'll use hot water for a few minutes and then the hot water runs out. That's why Cole Plumbing exists. They come out there, they got that endless hot water system that they can install. Mm-hmm. Retrofit your current house. If you got a new build, of course you're going to want an endless hot water heater in there, a tankless hot water heater. Mm-hmm. When you go on vacation for a week or two, you know, a lot of people are heating their water up to scalding hot 160, 180 degree water just sitting there all day, every day while they're gone, all day while they're at work. Precious fuel heating up a water heater all day. You don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do that. You can call Cole Plumbing, and you can start saving money, and you can have something that's going to last a long time. And when you have the need for extra hot water, well, it's there because it's on command. It's on demand. It's like your favorite movies. It just never runs out. So get by Cole Plumbing, their website, to coleplumbing.com. They got a great Facebook page. You can just call them, 279-8919. When there's trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. All right, here's the last thing I wanted to cover yesterday, and then we'll get into some of the new stuff. But the reason I wanted to cover this is because I often tell people the country you're going to live in, that your children and grandchildren are going to live in, is going to look very, very different from the country you see today. Donald Trump has given us a reprieve. I don't know that he will be in office long enough. If he had 16 or 20 years, if he could rule for the rest of his life, he might be able to make a dent into some of this stuff, a real headway. Right now, he's giving us a reprieve. He's giving us a reprieve. He's pushed the globalists back a little bit. He's reworked trade deals a little bit. But the next president comes through and undoes all that. You know, so, I mean, we get an 8-year reprieve. One person sat down at MarketWatch, which is a great website if you don't go to it, by the way, and compiled a list of 10 things that are going to be happening by 2049 that your politicians are not telling you.
Yeah.
Number one, we're going to have a lot more immigrants. I mean a lot. Just on the legal immigrants, they're expecting 22.5 million to come over in the next 20 years, over 30 million in the next 30 years. By 2049, immigrants will account for 87% of our population growth.
Hmm.
87% of our population growth by 2049, immigrants, which is fine. You know, it's provided you're letting the good ones in. Don't let in the third worlders who are terrible. Number two, we're going to have, that's just legal immigrants. We're going to have a lot more illegal immigrants. Think of this. In addition to the 22.5 million legal immigrants that are going to come in the next 20 years, over 30 million in the next 30 years, you're probably going to have at least that many illegal immigrants if we don't build a wall and start taking illegal immigration seriously. So not only are legal immigrants going to make up 87% of our annual population growth by 2049, we're going to have probably another 20 to 40 million illegal immigrants on top of that. So between legal and illegal immigrants, they'll make up close to 95 to 98% of all population growth. While we're doing that and taking on the burden of the world, Our national debt is going to skyrocket by 2049 to an unprecedented 144% of GDP, twice the level of today. Our debt by 2049, it's at 20-something trillion today, 22 trillion. You know what it's going to be by 2049 at current spending? Over $100 trillion. as recently as 2000, at the beginning of the George W. Bush era, it was $4 trillion. It was right. $4
trillion. Yeah.
It's going to be $100 trillion, 25 times higher.
Well.
You know the scariest thing I'm about to tell you? That's the best case scenario.
Right.
There's actually a worst case scenario that's almost double that.
Jeez.
We're going to owe so much money that by 2049, the annual interest on debt will be equal to what we spend on Social Security,
mm-hmm.
which is one of the biggest components of our annual budget. And that's assuming interest rates stay low. If interest rates go high, it could be double what we spend on Social Security. There is a damage that will follow. Private investment will be crowded out of debt markets. And as we borrow more and more and more money from abroad to finance the government, that's more and more money leaving the country every year. Not staying here, not providing jobs, not paying for schools, not paying for roads. Social Security, Medicare, and other health programs, net interest, are going to soak up so much of the budget that we're going to have to slash everything else to the smallest share of the economy in 70 years. Just 7%. The average over the past 50 years is 11%, so almost half. All other domestic spending will be cut in half. Just to keep the federal deficits at these levels, now I put out a doom and gloom scenario, right? Now it's about to get worse. Just to keep it as doomy and gloomy as I just outlined.
It's a lot for a Tuesday, Baron.
Your taxes have to go up.
Have to.
The Obama tax hike on Cadillac health insurance plans kicks in 2022. The 2017 Trump tax cuts expire in 2025. And if you are a 9-to-5er, if you're a working stiff, if you don't live off investment income, which most of us do. I mean, live off of work and show up and work.
Yeah.
There are some people rich enough, they live off of an investment income. Or they got a trust fund or something.
Yeah.
If you are a working stiff, you can forget about getting ahead. Your taxes have to go up. Thanks to bracket creep. Mm-hmm. Because inflation pushes you into the next bracket. And while your tax rates go up, imagine this, the globalists and corporatists have worked out a regime where those who have the most, their taxes will not increase. Because more and more of their income will be above the Social Security cap of $132,900. But working stiffs, us, down at the middle class level, we will be taxed at twice the marginal rate of those who live on dividends. By 2049, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, says labor income will be taxed at a marginal rate of 32% compared to just 16% for capital income. Isn't it amazing what the globalists and corporatists have wrought for themselves?
For real.
You would think in the middle of a presidential race in which Democrats claim to stand for the little guy, these issues might be brought up as to where we're headed. You would think. You would think that someone would look out there and say, you know what? We ought to, instead of just sitting around bashing Trump, we ought to talk about the future. Because by 2049, the Congressional Budget Office has painted a very bleak picture. And we might have to start making changes now in order to avoid that bleak picture. You would be wrong. You would be wrong. 31 minutes after 9 o'clock, Bath Innovations on the East Boulevard. BathInnovations.com on the website. If you want to call them on the phone, you know, you can even get out the old rotary phone. Tick, 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 tick. Tick, 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 tick. Tick, tick. Tick, tick, tick. You know, you always loved when you had the old rotary dial, when it was just like a 2 or a 3.
Oh, man. Remember, you ever get to, like, the last number and then mess it up and you go all the way, like, hang up and go all the way back?
You know, you used to be able to pick those up and just do it, like, tap on the receiver, tick, tick, tick,
right,
tick, 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 and it would call it. I don't know if you can still do that. But Bath Innovations, you can call them on the old rotary dial. They are general contractors. They do a little bit of everything. And if you call them right now, tell them you heard it on the radio, they're going to come out to your house. They'll measure. They'll walk you through your options. You can go into the showroom. You can look at all the different products. They're general contractors. They do absolutely everything bath-related. But when you get the opportunity, get on the horn with Bath Innovations or get in there in person. Get in there. Get in there in person. And check out what they have to offer. Bath Innovations are very, very generous sponsor of this program. Very good people. And we could not be happier that that they're sponsoring the program. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. You know what, Dave? We ought to take a break since it's 2 minutes late.
Well,
I don't know that I've ever hit the bottom of the hour break precisely. It's the loosest break I have.
I hear you.
I don't know that I've ever hit it. I really don't hit it with 2 minutes, but I was about to switch stories and I didn't want to switch when I'm already late. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded Lead Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capitol Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We're easing back to a more typical summertime forecast with fewer storms around, more of the hit-or-miss variety. Today, a sun and cloud mix on the first day of school for a lot of school kids. Hot day today, high around 93. Spotty splash-and-dash type storms, more widely scattered with a low temperature tonight down to about 74. Then tomorrow and Thursday with a high temperature in the middle 90s and a heat index near or above 100, there'll be some widely separated afternoon and evening storms around. Then on Friday, not much change. Heat index near the 105 danger range and a few spotty storms. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
After 9 o'clock. All right, 38 minutes after 9 o'clock. You know who I had the pleasure of speaking with recently? My man Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Fantastic, fantastic human being. Great concrete guy, one of the most tremendous people in the River region when it comes to beautifying the area. I mean, guys, if your driveway's all choppy and broken up, you don't have to live life that way. You know, if you got curbing falling apart, if you've got a walkway that's dangerous and causing people to slip and fall when it rains or causing people to trip and all that, you can fix that. Maybe you got a patio like I have. Frankly, I'm going to get Tom out there in the spring. Maybe you have a patio like I have, and the slate that was down there is all coming up, and it's past its prime, and I'm going to get some decorative stamped concrete out there. And I'm going to extend it beyond the roof line so that the water, when it hits the patio, and it doesn't hit the ground and tear up all the grass and everything out there. Tom Latham at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies can do all of that for you and more. He does businesses, he does residential, he does big jobs, he does small jobs. I love Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. So get him on the horn, 284-9292. Call him today. Call him today. Have him come out and give a quote. He loves to dream. He loves to sit out there, look out at the job site, and dream with you. He can clear a lot. He can do anything you need. Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. On the web, pennyearn.co. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, also on Facebook. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. Who's this?
Hey, it's Joanne. I'm calling to bother you. I need to talk to somebody about the station's app. Who can I talk to about that?
You want to buy ads or you want to complain about it?
No, I have the app, and I just...
Oh, the app? The app.
Yes.
What's wrong with it? I can do a little troubleshooting here and there.
I've had the app for about a year, maybe a year and a quarter. And I've been able to listen to you all the way, well, as far as 3 hours gets me towards Florida.
Mm-hmm.
With no issues.
Right.
All of a sudden, in the last 2 or 3 months, the app turns off when my phone screen turns off.
Huh.
And I'm trying to figure out what happened. I just came from the phone store, and he said it's not the phone.
Okay. Let me do this. Let me put you on hold.
Yep.
And if you'll wait till the end of the segment, which is another 4 minutes and 45 seconds, I'll get your number. I'll have the guy call you. You want to do that?
Or
you
want to
call me back? Four and a half minutes. You want to do that? Or you want to call me back during the break?
I can hardly...
All right, just hang tight.
I will call you back.
Yeah, do that.
It's hard for me to hear the station. Right. I'm in Alex City, so
okay.
Thank you.
Certainly. We're huge in Alex City.
Well, big, really big.
See, I'm offering individualized tech support.
I know.
To make sure listeners... That's the service you require.
Hold on, ma'am, while we pull up your...
That's the service
that's required. While we pull up your account.
Individualized tech support.
You have reached News and Views tech support.
Individualized.
Well, you know, tell me what the problem is. All about that tech.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 41 minutes after 9 o'clock. Cesar Sayoc. You remember who that guy is?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Caesar Sayoc was the lunatic who was a former, I guess, strip club owner or strip club manager or something, who decided after years of being apolitical that he was a Donald Trump nutcase all at once. And I doubted, the story. Just before the 20-whatever elections, what was it, 2018 elections? The congressional elections. Like a week before the congressional elections? Yeah. He decided he was going to send pipe bombs, allegedly. I never believed this story. This story never made sense to me. Because the stamps weren't etched out. You know, they weren't, I guess they had to be destroyed or marked up or whatever, according to post office personnel. In addition, he didn't seem to have enough postage on it to mail these things that far. And they all kind of looked suspicious, and I never really believed the story, but somehow they traced it back to this Caesar Sayoc, who the New York Times is describing as a fervent supporter of Donald J. Trump.
Fervent.
Who rattled the nation last fall when he sent homemade pipe bombs to former President Barack H. Obama, Hillary R. Clinton, and other prominent Democrats. You know what I noticed here? I'll say something. This is the reason I printed it off, frankly. I read the story, and it wasn't that interesting. He got 20 years. He pled guilty, got 20 years.
Yeah?
It wasn't that interesting of a story. The New York Times is famous for always using middle initials.
Right.
So this guy is Caesar A. Sayoc Jr.
Yeah.
But when it comes to former President Barack...
H. Obama?
They don't put the H. Hillary R. Clinton. She didn't get in there as an R. But the judge is Jed S. Rakoff.
Weird.
See? Not weird. Not weird. It's the New York Times editorializing in the print of a hard news story. You're not allowed to remember that his middle name was Hussein. Joseph R. Biden is listed in here.
Mm-hmm.
John O. Brennan is listed in here. But Barack Obama is just Barack Obama. And they couldn't put the R next to Clinton because she was in the same sentence.
Right.
See, it's just weird, right? Why would you be Joseph R. Biden Jr.? I mean, has anyone ever referred to him that way ever in your life?
I don't think
so. Heard Joseph Biden referred to as Joseph R. Biden?
Or even Joseph. Everyone just calls him Joe.
Joe Biden. He's every guy. He's just Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right. Our number 272-9228. I got some Trey Gowdy update. You know Rand Paul had part of his lung removed?
What?
Yes, going back to, you remember when he got beat up by that liberal nutcase next door?
Yeah,
got
the brakes beat off of him.
Yes, he had part of his lung removed yesterday.
Ow.
Over the weekend, rather. Announced on Twitter, part of his lung was removed because of lasting damage by the blindside attack by his neighbor in 2017. The neighbor, of course, Rene Boucher. Claimed the attack had nothing to do with politics. Was more about Rand Paul placing yard litter on their property line.
Right.
I'm sure it had nothing to do with politics. What did Rand Paul... He's an eye doctor or something?
Yes.
Not a lung doctor.
Optometrist.
Isn't that what he is?
Huh?
He does the surgeries?
I don't know.
Ophthalmologist. He's the one that does the surgeries.
Right.
That's a gig if you can get it.
Well, yeah, you just gotta go to med school.
Well, you know, I understand that, but I'm talking about even once you go to med school, you got to do the eye doctor thing.
Right.
What a gig.
Slicing up eyeballs.
Yes. I couldn't do it because I'm too squeamish.
Mm-hmm.
Closest I could get to being a doctor is like counting pills in a pharmacy. I can count to 30. I can count the hell out of some stuff to 30. Mr. Mallory?
Allegedly.
Mr. Mallory, you only get 15 pills. One.
What?
Two, three, four, five.
That's for today, right?
Your insurance will only pay for 15. Six, eight.
You mean
nine,
15 today?
For the month, Mr. Mallory.
I can't survive on that.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And then they do that thing where you lift it up and they all slide into the bottle at once and they put the cap on it. I can do that.
You ever try to freak them out? Just open the bottle and just like act like you're just taking them down.
Start crunching on them.
Do you have any water?
I had a friend that was kind of a junkie. And he ended up actually, it's really tragic. He ended up in a quasi-vegetative state.
I don't know.
He looks terrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
But he's his mom still updates his Facebook page. You can keep in touch with him, like what's going on. But I mean, he's just in a care facility
looking at the ceiling or whatever. But he was a junkie. Like, he would take them out and just crunch them up. I'm telling you. What?
Nothing. Mom still has a face.
Well, she does.
What's going on?
So, day 19, still in a coma.
It's really like year 7 right now.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Be sensitive, Dabe.
He was a good friend of mine in high school, but...
Stinks.
Yeah. Anyway, 13 to the top of the hour. This could take all night. Think I need a devil to help me get things right. Hook me up a new evolution. Cause this one is a lie. Sat around laughing and watched the last one die. Giving voice to liberty in our time. Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. The best things in
life are free. Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Bachelor Technologies on Brockport Court for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Machine. I knew he must have been about 17. Big and strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 9 minutes to the top of the hour. We've got Dave Mowry in the studio, Baron Coleman. Dave Mowry with you on a daily basis from 9 to noon. I got to do a spot in a second, but I do want to say that Joan Jett the other night on the CMA Fest was awesome. I wasn't sure how a 60-year-old power rock female would hold up.
Right.
Because a lot of these 60-year-old power rock men, frankly, haven't held up.
Right. Certainly.
But, you know, your voice changes as you age, and your body changes as you age, and your energy changes. Not Joan Jett, who freaking rocked. I saw Joan Jett live in 1990. She looked as good last, whenever that was, last month, whenever they recorded it. She looked as good at the thing that aired two nights ago as she did in 1990. She killed it. Absolutely killed it. A little weird listening to a 60-year-old sing about hitting on a 17-year-old boy at the... But you know what? It's 2019. You're allowed to do that.
Sure.
Yeah. Now she's just a cougar.
Wow.
Back then, she was like a rock star. Now she's a cougar. Can you be a cougar at 60? Is that too old to be a cougar? What's the cutoff for cougar?
Oh, I don't know.
I think cougardom starts at like 40.
Yeah.
Maybe 40 to 60.
Yeah, probably.
You're not going to be a 73-year-old cougar, are you? I think there are other words for that.
I don't know, Baron.
Well, these are the things that keep me up at night, Dave.
I haven't put much thought into this.
You should. These are the things that keep me up at night, Dave.
I can see that.
Something that doesn't keep me up at night is where to take my car when something's wrong with it. That's Jenkins Tire and Auto. You buy there when you get a chance. Tires, rotated balance, brakes. Speaking of beating the brakes off of people, Jenkins Tire and Auto will beat the brakes off of your car and put new ones on. They'll get you some rotors or brake pads or shoes. Are shoes a thing? I don't know much about cars.
I don't know.
Is it brake shoes or pads? I hear pads, but then I'm also remembering the 80s, the commercials always talked about shoes.
Yeah.
Whatever you need, get them. Jenkins. That's why you take it to Jenkins Tire and Auto instead of Dave and Barron's Tire and Auto. Because, trust
me. Right, because you don't want us fixing your car.
No, we'll just mark it up and let Jenkins do it.
That's right.
We just marked everything up 15%. I'm sorry. That's what we do. Jenkins Tire and Auto. Get by there and get a chance. The corner of Perry and Jefferson. They're downtown, one block off Madison. They can get you to work. So much going on at Jenkins Tire and Auto. I can't even sit here and explain it all because I don't understand it all, frankly. It's high-tech stuff over there with their new machines and their... He showed me some machines when I went in there. He was like, this machine right here, we use it about once a month. It costs $60,000. Like, why'd you get it? He said, because the dealerships have it, and they expect me to have the same level of service and commitment and equipment. I said, okay. I mean, that's why he has it. You know, once every month they need it, so he bought it. And that's the kind of stuff he has, though. He's got all the toys, all the cool stuff. So if they can do it anywhere else, they can do it at Jenkins Tire and Auto. Take your car by there when you get a chance. Our number 272-9228 when you get it. I don't know if the mayor's coming in or not. It's the first Tuesday.
Yeah, I know. I didn't see it on the calendar.
I didn't see it on the calendar either because no one confirmed it. Usually they confirm it. So the mayor may or may not be coming in the next 6 minutes or so. Oh, okay. That's fair enough. So probably not coming in the next
but
6 minutes.
But we don't know.
Far-left protesters descend on Mitch McConnell's home. Apparently, they needed a cocaine fix.
Well?
Because if I needed cocaine...
Mitch got that work?
Cocaine Mitch is where I would go.
Hey, yo, Mitch, where it at?
Instead of asking for cocaine, they offered to stab the mother in the heart.
Well?
These are far-left protesters gathered outside of Mitch McConnell's... I wonder if anyone filed a bar complaint against them for saying that. Far-left protesters gathered outside Mitch McConnell's Kentucky home last night.
His old Kentucky home?
Yeah. One of them threatening to stab the mother in the heart. Ryan Saavedra tweeted, far-left protesters are at Mitch McConnell's Kentucky home. One person says they hope to use a voodoo doll on McConnell. At which time, they stabbed the mother in the heart. Came up.
Was Marianne Williamson with them? Voodoo dolls and, you know.
Gentle reminder, these are the people who want to take your guns.
Mm-hmm.
The people who want to stab you in the heart. Well, oh, I got another update on top of that. As far as people who want to take your guns. The harassment continued into the night off the back of a Twitter trend called Massacre Moscow Mitch. What's Moscow Mitch come from? He's Cocaine Mitch.
Oh, because they're trying,
trying to say he's a...
Russian
Putin tool? Yeah. Oh, come on. He's Cocaine Mitch.
I know, right?
He's a J.P. Morgan tool.
Seriously.
He's a Goldman Sachs tool.
Let's not mess this up just for alliteration. Cocaine Mitch is objectively a better nickname.
And true.
Yeah, you guys know the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, Cocaine Mitch.
You know, the one whose father-in-law got busted with $1 billion worth of cocaine on his boat.
Well, you know. You know.
We're at Mitch McConnell's house, one of them said. This thinks he's about to get some rest. Mitch, he's in there nursing his little broken arm. He should have broken his little raggly, wrinkled-ass neck, said another protester. You,
your wife. Everything you stand for, screamed the agitator. Protesters were holding the signs that said, Massacre Mitch. Elaine, Elaine, Elaine was one chant that went on for a while. That's his wife.
Yeah.
I think I would have broken out the fully auto 50 cal at that point. I'm guessing a Kentucky Supreme Court would have upheld that was self-defense. He is 77 years old. He's at home recovering from a broken shoulder. He broke his shoulder because he fell down because his legs are weak. You know why his legs are weak, Dave? Man had polio.
Oh.
That's why he stands funny. That's why he walks weird.
Oh, I never even knew that.
You thought it was the decades of cocaine.
Well, I mean, that was a, you know, natural, you know, guess.
Polio.
Polio. Has anybody ever done the, you know, like the Venn diagram of people with polio and people that use cocaine?
No.
Okay. Because, I mean, is it just Mitch McConnell? Or do we have research on how this affects, about how the two affect?
To be fair.
Maybe it gives him superpowers.
To be fair, we don't know that he ever took cocaine.
It's true.
We just know his father-in-law transported it around the world.
That he got that work.
We just.
If you need weight in the Ville. You go see Mitch. If this ain't for Mitch Boat, I don't even want it.
Is that Mitch cocaine?
Is it that Mitch?
Is it that, you got that Mitch?
Got that cocaine Mitch. Got that Don T. Got that WMD.
You remember The Wire?
Yeah, that's what you're referencing? Yeah, okay. I got that WMD. The very first thing that I said was, like, the day after Trump got elected, I was like, dudes in the hood are like, I got that Don T.
Yep.
I got that Trump. Orange tops.
The greatest television show of all time. And I kid you not, if you've not seen The Wire, it's on HBO to go. Find it. Watch it. If you have HBO On Demand, it's probably on demand. Find it, watch it. If not, get on Amazon, order the DVD, find it, watch it.
Yeah.
It's the greatest television show ever made. It's called The Wire. It's about the police in Baltimore.
Well, it's about police, drug dealers, unions,
yes.
Government. You know what it's really about?
What?
The decline of institutions in 20th century America. And I think that unwittingly or unknowingly, it says a lot about Barron's worldview without him really thinking about it.
My mind is actually in the process of blowing as we speak. I need a break so I can digest that.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu.